God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello. Welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting from the Sirius Cluster. Here on this beautiful June evening, wherever it is that I am, location undisclosed. I was not going to do a show, broadcast, whatever the term may be, this evening, but I Skyped James Jancic, who is kind enough to formulate these things together and package them so that they have a presentation factor thing. And I thought, you know what? Go ahead and just do a show anyway. I had gotten in touch with him, tell him I wasn't going to do a show this week, but apparently I am. So it's extemporaneous, basically, and we are in the saucer pod. Oh, yeah. Wide horizons. Anyway, I have something for you now. I hope it will be useful to you. These are meditations, ways of thinking, call them what you will, that have been of great assistance to me, that come from a book called The Way to the Kingdom, written by one Joseph Brenner. He doesn't even put his name on his book most of the time. You have to hunt around to find out who he is. But anyway, and as it should be. And so shall we all. Yeah, anyway. Well, let's get on with it, shall we? I alone am. Dear friend, do you truly want to come speedily and eternally into your own, that which you came here into manifestation to express? Then meditate earnestly and persistently, day after day, on the below, 10 minutes or more on the first part, until you realize its truth. In the one mind, there is the consciousness only of wholeness, completion, and perfection. In it, there are no ideas of lack or limitation of supply of any kind. To every center of that mind, and every human mind is such a center, there flows naturally every needed idea, even as air rushes into a vacuum or as the blood carries to every cell of the body, everything needed for their growth and sustenance. Remember, that one mind is in you, is your mind, as there is only one mind. Also remember, by your realization of this great truth and making it the dominant fact in your consciousness, are you and your Father truly one? Forge unites your consciousness with his consciousness. He who is your real self and whose mind is the only mind. Of course it does, for you are then in his consciousness. And therefore, you are all that he is, and all that he has is yours. Once believe this, once know it, and you will be free from all lack and limitation forever. Then, after trying to realize intensely the truth of the above by thus meditating and letting it soak into your subconscious, let the following flood into your consciousness for 10 minutes more. Be still, my child, and know I am your life, your health, your strength, your understanding, your supply, your power, your love. I am all these things, all these ideals that you are seeking to be and to have. Oh, my child, can you not see you can have none of these apart from me? Can get none without getting me, can get them nowhere else but from me, your real, your only self, who am all these things now, and therefore you are these things now and forevermore. See this, beloved, and know the truth of yourself. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can you not realize that this life in you, any portion of health or strength or power or love or understanding that you have, is not of yourself, but it is of me, who am all these things in you? Then why not have done with your foolish, anxious striving to be that which you are now, always were, and always will be, in supreme fullness and perfection? Why not then let go completely and let me, your real and perfect self, have full sway in your consciousness, letting no thoughts therein you know are not my thoughts? That is all you need to do. I will do the rest. Beloved, if you abide thus in me and let this my word abide in you, everything your heart seeketh will surely come to pass in blessed richness and abundance. Now there is a prayer that you might say, if you wish, in the evening sometimes. Beloved Lord, draw us in consciousness deep within where thou art, where self exists not, and where we may be one with and abide with thee in Christ. Help us open wide our hearts and let out the great love, that it may possess us utterly, may rule, motivate, and inspire our every thought, word, and deed, merging us completely into love, thereby enabling us to love as thou lovest, to see as thou seest, to hear as thou hearest, lifting the consciousness of our human minds into complete oneness with our Christ consciousness, thy consciousness, so that henceforth we can consciously, at will, be with thee, work with thee, commune with thee, face to face, at all times, and on all planes, when the need is in the Father's service, and may know with thy understanding all things we seek and need to know. Cleanse us of all consciousness of self and of separation from thee, so that our Lord Christ henceforth may live his life in us, do his will in us, be himself in us, without let or hindrance of any kind forever. Beloved Lord, make us always to abide in thy consciousness and thy word to abide in us, giving us ever of thy wisdom to light and direct our way, thy will to strengthen and sustain us, and thy love to surround, to protect and fill us, so that we may see thee, dear Christ, may feel thee, may know thee, may be truly one with thee, everywhere, in everything, and in every one of our brothers and sisters. We thank and glorify thee, beloved Father, for thy many blessings. Take us wholly unto thyself, so that we may be selfless and perfect instruments for thy use. And here is a meditation that you might want to try sometime. See if it works. Seat yourself in a chair, in your own room if possible, or in one in which you will be undisturbed. Take a positive position, sitting upright, but comfortably, so that you will be unconscious of your body as much as possible. Now close your eyes and try to visualize the room as a mental room, or one within your mind in which you are going to feel full of and confine the mental qualities of discrimination, strength, the power to concentrate, and truth for your future and continuous use. Then try to realize that you are actually a center of God's consciousness. For his consciousness, in his consciousness, we all live, move, and have our being. And that this mind, which you call your mind, is a center or focal point of his mind, just as the consciousness of each cell of your body is a center or focal point of your mind, and that therefore deep within your mind there must be always present and ever available God's love, intelligence, and power. In fact, all that God is in God's consciousness. Now try to see this consciousness, this holy love or spirit of God pouring forth from deep within and flowing through and radiating from you to all other centers of his consciousness as a brilliant white light, which light in very truth is the spiritual self to one who has the inner sight. For it is the light which lighteth every life that cometh. Light, and that your mind being a part of God's mind, you can consciously and actually call forth from within that mind, if motivated and accompanied only by unselfish love, any needed quality. For in it, of course, exist all of God's qualities. Therefore, see your light ever shining and going thus before you, lighting fully your path and making everything so clear that no possible shadow can intrude to deceive or hinder your perfect spiritual sight, and hence your fuller understanding. This gives new discrimination. Likewise, to your right, see the light radiating and pouring forth from you into the mental atmosphere of that part of your room as the strength of divine mind, ever ready to support and sustain you in any need and to enable you to do anything you wish to do. On your left, you see the great light of truth flowing to fill that part of your mentality so that whatever you need to know anything, no matter what it is ready to flood your consciousness and to make all clear to you. And then back of you, behind you, see the great light from within pouring forth and filling that part of your mentality with the power to concentrate and focus it whenever you want to. Direct your mind upon any given idea or to any desired end. Just see this light as a mighty power ever back of you, waiting to see its way to pour through your consciousness as if through a funnel in which is held the idea that you wish to clearly understand or the picture that you wish to outmanifest. Whenever you call upon this power to direct the light of divine mind upon it, see your intellect or visioning faculty located in the front of your mind, back of center of forehead, serving as a lens to focus the light and reflect the perfect picture in the outer realms of consciousness, our physical manifestation. Just as the light pours through the small lens of a magic lantern when you turn on the electric power and throws the picture on the plate upon the screen, so will this power, when you thus consciously direct it with intense purpose, cause the mind, light, life, and substance of divine mind to pour into and through the idea or picture you are holding in your mind, and will outmanifest it either as a perfect knowing or as a fulfillment of your desire. Study that last part carefully and prove it, for it can be used to acquire any needed wisdom, power, or ability, or to create and make manifest any righteous thing or condition. But be very sure you have the approval of your higher self of that which you want to have manifested, for it should never be attempted unless inspired by a loving desire to help someone or to fit yourself for the Father's use. This rounds out your mentality, filling it full of those qualities that you want ever available for use. You know, my friends, that was a little fractured, all of what I did. As I said, it's really off the cuff and everything. But for years, you know, those three things, the one meditation, the prayer, and the other, the visualization thing, have sustained me, okay? I used to do them every single day, driving in my truck or in my car, whichever one I might have had at the time, to work or at night when going to bed or wherever it was that I happened to be, you know. These were things I repeated over and over to myself, like the pattern on the trestle board and the emerald tablet of Hermes Trismegistus and other things, you know. I had quite a liturgy of these things going on for a long, long time. And maybe they'll be of some value to you. For some reason, I feel that this was an important thing to pass along. And even if this itself is not specifically template directive for you, it may give you ideas about how to adjust or create for yourself something like that. Well, what do you know, have run out of time here in Visibilandia. Ergo, that means I must bid you adieu. Oh, yeah. And, of course, a big hello. That. No, I am not French. Stop that. Anyway. I will see you next week if there is one. One who? Juan Jose who? Oh, Jose. And forget the comedy. Anyway. So, thank you all very much for dropping in. And Hare Krishna, Om Amitabha, Hail Lord Jesus Christ, Oh Lord Ganesha, I love you, Yaya, Ilalahu, Ila Ilaha, and I cannot get all my religions straight. I have no idea. Carry on. Allah, I love all of them. What can I say? And I love you too. And I guess that's what this is really all about. And so, I guess I'm about to say aloha and aru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.